Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for a new day. This is a day that we've never seen before, and Lord God, we'll never see again. Lord, I ask you to bless your people supernaturally. Whatever they have need of, Lord, let them not leave this place without receiving a word from you. Lord, I thank you for them. And Lord, I pray the blessing of the Lord upon their life. Bless them spiritually, physically, and financially. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. All right. Then, if you wanted to put a title on this thing upstairs there, it said, "We know not." Look at your neighbor and say, "We know not." Look at somebody else. "We know not." Many times we think that we know. It's best to come to a place. It's best to come to a place and say, "You don't know." It's all right to say you don't know. It's all right because we need him. We need him to guide us and lead us and direct our path. We know not. Sometimes we think we got it all together. We have got it all figured out. We start making our plans. We start doing our things. And how we want to, when we want to. But I want you to know, he gets the last say. And if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have no plan. It wasn't for him, you wouldn't even be here this morning. So we need to acknowledge him. We need to trust in him and rely upon him. Because guess what? We know not. We know not what tomorrow is going to bring. Some of you right now, you already got a preconceived idea. And it's all right to make plans and everything. But I want you to know, don't leave God out of that plan. Don't leave him out because you're not promised. Life is just like a vapor. You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. And we're going to get into this as we go further in and down into the scripture there. You know, life we face so much uncertainty. Things can change in a blink of an eye. All you need is one phone call, either anybody out here right now under the sound of my voice. It don't take but one phone call. It don't take but one diagnose. It don't take but one setback in life, and your life will be upside down. It don't take it. It don't take it. And some of you might say, "Well, I'm in a trial. I'm in a test. I'm in an uncertain situation right now." That's one category. Then there's might be another individual say, "Well, I just came out, and I thank God that I made it through." Like you said, I passed through that situation, that circumstance. I'm out now. Praise God and hallelujah. Guess what? Then there might be another individual would say, "Everything's going okay with me. I'm fine. I got this going on, that going on." But let me tell you something. The Bible said, "Take heed lest you fall." You just get ready. That's life. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. Either you in, you out, or you getting ready to go in. And the Bible said, when you pass it through, he said, "I'll be with you." Now, come on now. There's no getting away from that. So we know not.